Naturbüro Then and Now. Ambience, Monday, May 24th, 2021, 10:22 a.m. at the Dalbush Miners Settlement, former Dalbush Colliery, Gelsenkirchen. Unpaved road, high voltage pylon, old miners' houses. Recording.
Witten Ahnen, Wood Pigeon Tip, Dortmund, Duck Pond Tip, Bochum Lehrholz Forest, Owl Tree Tip, Witten Muttental, Turtle Dove Mine Gallery, Gevelsberg Stillschede, Eagle Coal Seam, Carmen Overberger, Grillo Shaft 4, called Three Finches. Bergkamen Monopole Mine. Cuckoo Shaft. Bergkamen Monopole Mine, Grillo Pit. Lapwing Shaft. Witten Muttental. Blackbird Coal Seam. Wetter Gevelsberg Silschede. Bustard Mine. Witten. Nightingale Mine. Wetter Fosshöven, former hard coal mine. Free Bird Mine.
Bleiben wir an diesem Ort, aber reisen wir 40 bis 50 Jahre zurück.
Let's stay in this location, but we'll travel back in time 40 or 50 years. This place would have sounded very different than it sounds today. You would have heard chickens cackling because the people in this community all did a little bit of farming, and they definitely would have had chickens in their backyards. And you would have heard the chirping of sparrows. Sparrows are always around, wherever there are chickens, wherever there are farms. They're one of those birds we call anthropophilic. That means that they follow human beings. They nest under their roofs, and they pick up the food that people put out for their chickens or their other animals. Sparrows have largely disappeared, not only from the Ruhr region, but from many other cities. And it's not only because people don't keep chickens anymore. It's because so many surfaces are sealed up. That's just not very suitable for birds like sparrows, which are actually birds that belong to open landscapes.
Spatzen, die eigentlich Vögel der offenen Landschaft sind, begrenzt tauglich. Also die Geräusche, die Spatzen machen, gehören nicht zu den Vogellauten.
The sounds that sparrows make are not really one of the bird sounds that we think are especially pretty or aesthetically pleasing.
Spatzen singen nicht.
Or even what we think of as singing.
Aber wenn man den Chilpen...
Sparrows don't sing, they chirp. But if you listen to the chirping closely, you will notice that it has many different nuances. It can sound excited or simply communicative. Sometimes it's lower or higher pitched, it's faster or slower. And the right experts can hear special messages in the different pitches of the chirps. They can hear whether they're chasing away a rival or calling to their children. That's what you might call the higher mathematics of studying bird songs. But even if it sounds monotonous to our ears, it's actually very expressive and full of nuances.
Sehr nuancenreich und auch sehr ausdrucksstark. Also, dass die Spatzen so selten geworden sind, finde ich schade.
I think it's sad that sparrows have become so rare. Because for a lot of reasons, they fit in well in the Ruhr region.
Sie sind grau wie viele Häuserfassaden.
They're gray, like the facades of many of the houses. And black, like the soot that used to come out of the chimneys.
Sie sind so rostbraun.
There is rust brown, the rusted blast furnace pipes that used to run through many sections of the town.
Ganz viele Stadtteile gegangen sind.
And I think they fit in well with the mentality of the rural region.
Auch so von der Mentalität her.
Uncomplicated, daring, sociable.
Unkompliziert.
They're not bothered by ugly surroundings.
Gesellig.
They're loud and communicative.
Nicht abschrecken.
Of course, this is a cliche, but I think they just fit in well with the people here.
Das ist jetzt natürlich ein Klischee, aber ich finde, sie passen einfach gut zu den Menschen hier.